We're all sympathetic to what this has done to our folks in the livestock and poultry industries, beef, pork, and poultry. And that has a significant effect here in Iowa, of course, which is a major livestock state. This is not an easy time for those folks because prices have increased so dramatically. On the other hand, markets work. And the fact is, the rationalization has already begun, and you know, we're seeing adjustments taking place in ethanol. We're seeing adjustments in the livestock and poultry industries. We're going to see adjustments in the price levels of grains as we move forward. There's going to be a rationing process and a rationalization process that's already underway and will continue. I can't make that decision because it's an EPA decision, and that's a different administration. But if I were advising President Romney, and I'm not on this particular issue, my advice would be do not grant the waiver. I believe that the market will, in a relatively short period of time, handle that adjustment. And basically parcel it out among everybody that's affected. Anytime you get government further involved to try to deal with issues like this, government usually mucks it up. And so I'd rather let the private sector do it through the market process than to get a few more bureaucrats into action, most of whom will have no agricultural experience whatsoever, if any, and the chances that they might muck it up are pretty darn great.